A new book recounts the 45 horrible months a PEI man spent as a prisoner of war in Japan during World War II. Dark Side of the Sun is written by George Palmer's grandson, Michael, who now lives in Calgary. Michael's interest in his grandfather's past was piqued a few years ago after he read three heavily censored postcards sent from the camp. Michael talked to other prisoners who had been in the camp with his grandfather. He also heard stories, sometimes reluctantly, from his grandfather himself. And we will warn listeners, some of the details that you're going to hear are quite graphic. The CBC's Pat Martel reached Michael Palmer in Calgary.
How well did you know your grandfather, George Palmer?
Being that I grew up in Antigonish, my parents, they had a summer home in Lakeside, we still have it there. And so every summer, once school ended when I was younger, we would travel over to PEI to be at Lakeside for July and August. It was just my visits with my grandfather and my grandmother all through the summer, and they were just wonderful people, and they were very open. Their front door was always open, and we'd come in for dinners and pop in at various times through the summer.
So how did your grandfather end up as a POW back in the Second World War?
He was in the bloody Battle of Hong Kong, and then he was captured. After 6 months, he was actually sent on a ship, a Japanese ship, with another few hundred Canadians who also had been captured. They were sent to Japan to work in the coal mines at this particular camp. As far as I know, over the years of my research, I never came across a published book on this camp, and which was quite fascinating because there were 700 men there. There was American POWs, there were Brits, Australians, Dutch, and Canadians.
Of all the details that you were able to bring up, what are some of the maybe two or three things about the camp that still bother you today when you think of them?
One thing that really sticks out in my mind is at the end of the war, even though they knew that the Americans were coming for them, coming to save them, liberate them, the Japanese had often told the men that they were going to be executed if the Americans had invaded the home islands. My grandfather, I think even as I recollect, he even mentioned that one guard told him right to his face that once they land, we're going to put you guys all in one of our air raid shelters, and we're going to light it on fire. We're going to blow it up. So I can't even imagine mentally what goes through your mind when you're in that situation. So that really stood out for me.
And they were frequently beaten too, I understand.
Oh yes, in the camp they were brutalized, and even in the mines. If they weren't working hard enough, they were brutalized, and they were told and. Even if they were sick, they were actually brought. They had to work somewhere. I remember my grandfather mentioning that you have to be awfully, awfully sick to not work for a day, because he said he saw men taken to work on stretchers. He said now they might not work in the mine, but they would have to work maybe around the mine head, moving boulders or helping out in some way. But yeah, the men were always brutalized, and my grandfather. He admitted himself he was beaten on many occasions, and they were, one of their commands, they asked if anybody was suffering from diphtheria or some illness, some malaria or something. And one guy, his name was Bill McWhirter, he's another guy that I had gotten in touch with, he put up his hand. He was kind of a big fella back then. He was younger, 18 or 19, he put his hand up and he said, yeah, I'm suffering from malaria. Then one guard came over and took him around the corner of one of the huts and, put a big beaten on him, and he said he still has some scars from that beating today. So, yeah, as you can imagine, there was that constant threat of being beaten that hung over them the whole time.
And what about their diet?
Well, their diet, I remember again my grandfather mentioning that they were served pretty much 3 teacups of rice a day. It was a starvation diet, pretty much. And again, if you put it in perspective, they were working 10 to 12 hour days of, hard work in a coal mine. They were just slowly losing their weight. Again, when they were liberated, with my grandfather, it was only 98 pounds or 99 pounds. So that was basically it. And as you can imagine, they were desperate for food. They would eat anything that pretty much crawled into their camp. My grandfather would mention at times that they would set up traps for rats. And they once they would hear the snap, he said the men would run desperately to grab the rat that was dead, and they would eat it up. And the rice, often my grandfather would mention there were maggots in the rice. But again, him being older than most of the men there would have been late teens, early 20s, but my grandfather was 31. So he acted like a mentor in a lot of ways. And he was because he was an outdoor kind of guy, he could handle a lot of this stuff. But he would often tell the men, being that he was trying to be a pillar for them, eat the maggots, go to a dark corner where it's dark and just eat the rice, eat the maggots for protein. So, Yeah, food-wise, it was awful, and they just barely subsisted. And, you know, they were down to 98 pounds by the time they were liberated.
Michael, what do you think your grandfather would think of his story finally being told like this in a book?
I don't think he wouldn't be the kind of guy to probably be jumping around thinking, oh, look at this book, you know, it's great. And at the same time, he would quietly be very proud of this because, I mean, he'd be very proud of the fact that I also brought to light the conditions of a lot of his comrades, a lot of the men that were with him. So it wasn't just all about him, although I think the world of him, and I think he was a hero. But a lot of those men were heroes. I just think he'd be very proud of that fact that, you know what they all did together to survive, they helped each other. I think he'd be very proud of that fact. How a lot of these men survived, I have no idea. But they were all very strong men, and hope probably helped immensely.
Well, thanks very much, Michael, for bringing us this untold chapter of Canadian history. Much appreciated.
Okay, well, thanks, Pat.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That's author Michael Palmer talking to Pat Martell about his new book, Dark Side of the Sun, a chronicle of the 45 months his PEI grandfather spent in a prisoner of war camp in Japan.